We are in Daf Nun Ches Amad Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Amar loy seite beheime loy bechaysam shebitzavoro loy bechaysam shebiksuso. This is a beraisa. The beheime should not go out with a chaysam, which was a simin bailis. Loi b'choysim shebitzavoro, v'loi b'choysim shebiksuso, and the reason why the behemoth shouldn't go out with these chaysames is because it might fall off, and the odin might go and pick it up. V'loi b'zug shebitzavoro, v'loi b'zug shebiksuso. And this the Gemara had said, in Bame Beheime, that it's also Mishum the Merze Keman the Ozer Lechinge. They used to beautify the Beheime with bells when they wanted to take it to the market, so if they see the Beheime going out with Zugim, so they'll be Choshet him, he's going to sell her on Shabbos. Ze v'ze ein mekablin tumen. And side is zug shebetzavoro, side is zug shebeksuso, are not mekabel tume. Frag the Gemara, vizug de beheime ein mekabelin tume. A bell that a beheime wears is not mekabel tume. Vereminu, I'll ask you a kasha from a different bereis. It says as follows, zug shel beheime tume. A bell that was made for a beheime, is tame, vishel deles tahoiro. A bell that was made to be put on a deles is tohir. Zatrashi, vishel deles tohir, deles mechuba lebayisu. Shehu chobur lekalke. Aces, the bayis is mechuba lekalke. The deles is mechuba to the bayis, which is mechuba lekalke. Ve'einoi kli lekabel tume. It's something that is mechuba lekalke is not mekabel tume. V'zug ha'osui loy, and if the zug was made to be used on the delas, bota legabe. So it has the same dinim of the delas, it has dinim of kalke. K'demrinim b'reish pirkin de la'el, kol ha'mechuba loy ha'reihu kamayu. So it becomes nitpal to the delas, and this, so if the zug was made for a delas, the zug was made for a dover, a mechuba lekarke, so the zug is not mekabel tum. Now the Baraisa continues, shel delas v'osoy lebeheime. What happens if the tchilis asiyas hazug was made for a delas, and later he decides to put it on the beheime? Tmeya, and it's tome. Shel beheime v'asol ledelas. What happens if it was made l'chatchila for a beheime and later asol ledelas? Af al pi shechibroi ledelas v'kabu b'mismorim tome. It is tome. Now before we go into the lomdus of these two halachas, let me just mention the ha'ore that is fas emes the chaydesh ha'oviveh. They ask, this halacha is not at all negeya to the kasha. We're not learning paris now. The Gemara is asking a kasha. The Baraisa said that a zug of a behema is toher, ein mekabel tume. V'reminu zug shel behema tmei. I have a Baraisa that says that a bell of a behema is tume. That's the kasha. I have to know these halachas now, shel delas vasol beheime, shel beheime vasol delas. That's not negay to the kasha. Why did the Gemara bring in the safe of the Baraisa when the Gemara asked the kasha? So, the Chiddush Aviv says, because one might say, let's say, shel delas vasol beheime. If one would say that it becomes toyer, shall delas or remains toil? Shall delas vasola behema remains toil? So I would have a teretz to the kasha. So maybe here it's speaking about shall delas vasola behema. So therefore, the Gemara wanted to tell you, whenever it is made for a behemoth, sai metchila, sai lepsoit, it remains tamei. There's no dreidlich. So that's why the Gemara brought the sefer. Now, let us see what is pshat in this halacha. Shel deles va'asol lebehema, tmeya mikan alahaba. That means, b'shas the zug was made, it was made to become a chubel kark, it has dinim of kark, which is not mekabel tum. But v'asol lebehema, tmeya mikan alahaba. V'af al pi deloy ovid bei maise, he didn't do anything. Ela shechishem olo, he decided to use it for a behemoth. Utloya, and he hung it up on the behemoth. Why did Rashi have to say tloy? Because the Baraita says vasol behemoth. So Rashi says he did something, but Rashi wants to say he didn't do a maise. He didn't do a maise in the etzem zug. No, he hung it up on the behemoth, which utliya lav maise. Utliya doesn't mean anything. That's not called I did something to the bell. Aval pikein, it is mekabel tume. Shekol hakelim yerdim lidei teiras tume b'machshav v'shaloi. So if he decided that the zug should be used for a behemoth, so now it's oimed for a different shimush, a shimush that is mekabel tume, so it is mekabel tume. Shel behemoth, if lechatchila it was made for a behemoth, v'asol ledele tome, it remains tome. Va'afilu mikan lahabe yikabel tume. Not only does the previous tume not go off, but if the devil was tome, it can be nabi mikabel tume. She'ein chiburay maise, ad sheyishanehu mikemoy shehoya. That what he attached it to the door has nothing to do with the zug, with the bell. It's the same bell that it was before. So memele, that will not be mafkia, the teiras bell from it. So memele, it's a keli that's roile kabel tumme. Shein oilem mitumosam. Once the keli is mekabel tumme, it had a shame keli that is mekabel tumme, mitoiras tumme, sheyoldolehem. Mitumosam does not mean that it became tumme. Mitoiras tumme, sheyoldolehem. If it once got a halacha that it is roi lekabel tume, but it got a halacha, it was once a keli that received the halacha that it is a davar hamekabel tume, mishenim lachaleim. So even though now he changed his mind, ein oilen melekabel tume elo b'shinimais. Now you have to make a shinimais. Al koponin, we see here that that's a double portion, that a zug shel a behema is tomei. Zog te gemore loy kash. Ha de islay inbel, ha de leslay inbel. That inbel, zot rashi, batedil sha'osui b'soichoi lahashmiya kol. This is the chelik inside the bell that makes it ring. So, if there's an imbul, then it's mekabel tume. If there's no imbul, it's not mekabel tume. That's memele. So the baraisa, the first baraisa that says that a zug is not mekabel tume, a zug shel behema is not mekabel tume, speaking about there was no imbul. The second baraisa is speaking about that there is an indol. Frek the gemore monevshech. Imonehu. If it has a teiras keli, af al pi the less light indol. So why do you need an indol? Ilav monehu. If it is not a keli, indol mashvele mone. So the indol will help. We'll see. L'chayre, we don't understand the kasha. Fashteitzer. The whole function of a bell is with an imbul, but we'll see soon in Rashi. So the Gemara says, an imbul can make it for a keli. Kidarav Shmuel ban Achmeini Omar Rav Yonis. The Omar Rav Shmuel ban Achmeini Omar Rav Yonis. Minayin lemashmiya keil biklimatche shehu tomei. That a keli, that the shimush of the keli is hashmoas keil. that is also considered a kli maise, that is also considered a kli sheyesh by shimush. Shenemar, it says in Posik, kol dovor asher yovoi ba'esh taviru ba'esh. So the dovor is extra, because it says kol asher yovoi ba'esh. Afilu dibur yovoi ba'esh. So afilu, the whole purpose of the keli is an inyan of koil, of dibur. Very interesting how the Gemara said that the koil is equivalent to dibur. A dibur is a koil, but it's very hard to say that a koil is a dibur. A koil of a bell is not a dibur. Al koponim, the Gemara, it seems it's a koil is equal to a dibur. So even though the whole shimush is the koil sheboy, it's also yavai beish. And a yavai beish, well, Tais is going to ask the kasha, so what does you have to kasher it? Well, Taisus will speak about that. Al-Koponim, that was the test. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Imonehu the Tachshit Choshev Lei. The Gemara and the Havamina held that you can't consider a bell a kli shimush, because you don't do anything with it. You ring it. That's not called a kli shimush. So the only havamin that it has a teiris keli is mitairis tachshit. It's a tachshit. And for some reason or other, we'll say that, and if you're telling me that it's mekabel tume, for some reason we're saying a tachshit of a behem is also mekabel tume. That's the problem. So beimonahu the tachshit choshev lei, it's considered a tachshit. Invil mashvil leimone bitmiye mishum ha'invil mihave tachshit. If the whole kabbalas tume is al tachshit, the sound does not make it a tachshit. The tachshit is the silver bell that's hanging from the animal. That's the tachshit. The coil does not make it a tachshit. And the Gemara held that to consider it a kli shimush, what am I doing with it? What it's ringing. I'm not doing anything with it. So the Gemara held the only sibbe that we could consider it a keli is only als the tachshit sheboy. Tachshit, the invul, does not make it a greater tachshit. So the Gemara answered, yes, invil mashvil eimone. No, the invil taka makes it for a keli, v'loi mishum tachshit. No, you're right. The invil, it does not make it a tachshit. Elo mishum keli. It's called a kli maisa. It's considered that something is done with the keli. Because that the bailam is doing something, or the bailam is deriving benefit from this keli. Let us see Taisus. Afal pi shechibroi bedeles ukovoi bemismorim tomei. So here we have a halach in the Baraisa that since it was once yoyred lidei tume al yidei machshavtoi, so kviyas will not make it that if a person had a sadin, a sheet, and then he made it a curtain, he's hanging it up now. Toir min hamedres. So Taisus and the Havamina learned. So what did he do? He hung it up now. So what is the difference? If you hang up a sadin, or if you hang up a bell, since lemaisa there's no shinui maisa in the sadin, even though it became now mechuber, so it should still be mekabel tume. That's Taisvus kasha. Sadin shaso viloin toyer min amedres. So Taisvus says lav mishum kviyas greida toyer. So according to Asugi, you can't say that the kviyas makes it toil, because that's nothing, that's not called a shinui maise. The sadin is still the same. Elamairi sha'oso shum shinui maise. And so she'asa a V-line means that something was done to make it a V-line. That means it doesn't look like a sadin anymore. It was cut, something was cut into it, or the hanging is garnished. The hanging is, if the etzim sadin is the same tzura like before, hanging is garnished. It was done, that they made pleats to it, they sewed it, they made ebesam getan, sadin she'asa a V-line. They made from the sadin a V-line. The Sfas Emes wants to tie the Lulei Divrei HaTosfos, and he finds a Radbaz that the Mishlemel brings down. He would say, on this kasha, different teretz. In Tumas Medres, there's a miyuchedika aloche, that something is only mekabel Tumas Medres if it's oimid lemedres. This is a different din. If you'll say, Amoid v'nase melachteinu, it is not mekabel tumas medras. For example, the halacha is if you have a box. So, and the person can sit on the box. So it matters where the box opens from. If the box opens from the top, and a person sits on the box, it's not mekabel tumas medras. Because this was not made to sit on. You have to... whenever you want to open up the box, you say Amoid v'nase melachteinu. So since it's not miyuchid liyeshiva, there's another shimush, so it's not mekabel tumas medras. If there's an opening from the side, then the top is mekabel tumas medras. So it could be so the Sfas Emes wants to tie it tumas medras has a miyuchidik aloche that has to be miyuchid lemedras. If you do a pu'ula, Lagabi all other tumas that you write, that can still be mekabel tumah. But tumas medras is different. That's what he wants to tie on Tosfos kasha. So mamela, it wouldn't be a kasha. This aloche, it says, klo, toir min hamedras. That's all what it says. Tumas medras tak is different. Because it's not aimed le medras anymore. Vaha da oma benigmar hadin. Now Tosfos has a second gemara. Kipa shenos nosoi. Le Seifer, a keeper was something that Al Kaponim, he used to sit on it. It was aimed to put it on a bankle and you sat on it. It was a type of a cushiony zach. So it was aimed le medras. Shenos nosoi le Seifer. And he went and took this keeper and he made it for a mantle of a Seifer Torah. Here it doesn't say she'osoi. Here it says shanas nosoi. That means he took the kippah. Not kem neshmachin kem reidler. The way Taisha said before, that said shasol. So Taisha says shasol vila. But here it says shanas nosoi le seifer toir min amedres. Af al pi shloi osiso shum shini maise. I hear there's no shini maise. So Taisha says kiven de neser bahano yedei kein. But since by putting it to a seifer. So to making it a mantle for Sefer Torah becomes also Bahano. Choshev kishini maise. So that is considered like a shini maise. That means I'm making it ois keeper. So Lachayre Tosfos is saying a halacha, but I understand Shatan Tosfos, that even though Bepoil, it is still usable for a keeper, but since the halacha prevents him from using it for a keeper, for using it for Tumas Medras. So that's cool. Now it's unusable for Medras, even though, because the halacha makes it ois keili. The halacha is also, what's the difference if a maise makes it unusable, or a halacha, leisucha lecho bisharecha, what's the chilek if you're not allowed to, you can't use it. Now I'm just wondering, l'chayre by tumas oichlem, bachstach mir v'aloche is not like this. By tumas oichlem, if something is osla bachila, it still is a shem oichel. I am not allowed to eat it, so that's makir the shem oichel. It's an oichel. I'm not allowed to eat. Maybe it's called an oichel. A goy can eat it. I mean, l'chayre it has a shem oichel. So l'chayre, why by in hilchis tumas kalim you look at the haloche? You're not allowed to use it. That's true. But why is there a difference between Tumas Kalim and Tumas Oichlim? By Isuri Achila, why isn't there a difference? By Isuri Achila, it's not oimed, there's one man, the other, that's called Eichel, Shayyachis, to be Mutta Bachila. But we don't paskin like that, I think. So just like when it loses the shimush of Hefer Achila, it still has a Shem Eichel, so it loses the shimush of Tashmi, should also have a Shem Keili. Why, what is the difference between an Eichel and a Keili? And Kidrav Shmuel. The Choshev Lei, so the Maila is, now that it has an imbal in it, the Choshev Lei Kli Tashmish the Odom. This is not a Tashit of the Behemoth. This is a Kli Tashmish the Odom. The Odom is using this belt. Mishum the boy Leila Kolo. So this is called, I'm using this bell to track down my behemoth. So this is, that's how I'm using it. By putting it on my behemoth, it's making noise for me. So that is my shimush that I'm deriving benefit from the bell. So it's called a kli tashmish. Umoitza yedeka. Vahavi kemakul shel behemoth shel matnes de tmeya. So if, even though it is used distinctly with a behemoth, but since the mishamish is a odom, the odom is deriving benefit from it, so it's called a clay odom. It's not called a tabashal a behemoth. This is considered a keli that an odom uses. I'm using this bell, the keli. The Bessie doesn't need the bell. What does she need the bell for? I need the bell to find out where my cow is going. So Lamaisa, so it's called my keli. It's called a kli shimush v'odom. Chaimash melekamon kabi biris tahire. The biris, it seems, is a type of a garter that held up the stockings, but it was a kli matres. So the Gemara wanted to say, the Gemara wanted to say, it's speaking about over there that there were these two garters on each sheik, and there was a chain in between, and when the Isha walked, it used to make noise. So the Gemara says, the Mashmiya Keil Bechli Matches Einei Tomei Elahecha De Boi Leila Kola. That's famous that it makes a noise, it's Mekabel Tumet. Fakel, if one is deriving a shimush out of the koil, so then it's called a kli tashmish, a kli maise. One is not deriving any benefit from the koil, so it's gonish megonish. So memele, so that's the Gemara's teretz. So the Gemara's teretz is, if there's an imbul, so then it's a keli, that it's kli tashmish, the odom, so it's makabel tumet. If it doesn't have an imbul, so then it's a tachshit of a behem. A tachshit of a behem is not mekabutu. V'ho de mishani ho de is be imbul ho de les be imbul. And l'cheira, the criteria is, if the person is using it, v'loi mechalik be is be imbul bein boi leile kola bein loi boi. Why did the Gemara say a bigger chiddush? Both can have an imbul, but if he doesn't need the koil, so it's not mekabutu me. Because it's not kli tashmish the yodom. I married the leishchir she asked the inbal and came boy leila kola. That's a very absurd case. A person won't make an inbal if he doesn't need the koil. Kol davar ashe yovoy. Fektachtais vish shemish amayim. Vavu gav da haikro leila gabi tumiksi. Vela gabi hagole. So where do we have such a thing that a dibul, a koil, needs a gole? Hagolah you need for blias. Elulagabi hagolah. Mistabre the hosom ain't dibo mailo moirit. We may ne inyil hagolah tne inyil tume. The Rajba says it's a little better because in this posik, the safe of the posik speaks about the Tara also, Yishato. So the Rajba says, Fakel, that if the Tara specified that there's a mailo, of a keli that's mashmiya keil, some stomach not in the hilchis hagola that says in the beginning of the pasuk, it's speaking about hilchis tumeh, which the pasuk speaks about later. Zot the Gemara weiter. Bamayu kimte, b'dileslei inbo. So you said that varaisa that says that a zug from a behema is toyer, speaking about is no imbo. Ein me mitziyosa. Now, the Baraisa was also speaking about an eved. It says, v'loi bezug shebetzavoroi. He's not permitted to go out bezug shebetzavoroi. We're afraid the dilma nofel v'osil asuye. Abu yaitze bezug shebeksusoi. But if the eved has a zug shebeksusoi, this is mutter. Because we learned in the Gemara yesterday, it's speaking about that it's orig leksusoi and it won't fall off. So memela, it's mutter to wear on Shabbos. So there the Baraisa said, v'ze mekablim tume, v'tzai zug shebetzavoroi, v'tzai zug shebeksusoi, mekabal tume. Idelesla inbil. If it doesn't have an inbil, the Baraisa speaks about a zug. Speaks about the zug that a behemoth is wearing and the zug that an eved is wearing. You told me the zug of the behemoth is speaking about that it doesn't have an imbul. So memelus and some of the zug of the eved is also speaking that it doesn't have an imbul. Mi mekabli tume is a zug without an imbul mekabel tume. The ramino, we learned as follows. Ha'oise zogin lemachteshe. A person wants to make bells. L'machteshes. L'machteshes was, they made the samamonim. By the samamonim it says, ha'kel yofel apsomim. So the kel seems that if there's a nice kel that is being heard, b'shas tasiyas ha-samamonim, is the samamonim smell better. So memela, they used to make bells. O'isa zogim l'machteshes. Ularisa, or they made a bell for a crib, for a cradle, that the baby should fall asleep. Ulamat pachay svarim, they made on a sefer Torah mantle, they put bells. We'll see Rashi why I need bells for that. Ulamat pachay tenoikis, or big day tenoikis, state in the Baraisa, yesh lahem invul, tameyim, ein lahem invul, tahoyim. So you see, klal, that if there's no invul, it is toil. Nitlu and vilayim, what happens if they once had an invul and it was taken away? Adayim tumosim alayim. Abal kaponim, what is negeya to us, is the middle halacha. Ein lehen invul tahirim. So why is the zug of an eved mekabel tumim? So the Gemara says, it matters who the zug was made for. Hani mili bitinig de lekola avidi. A zug that is made for matpachos tenoike. So the whole purpose is not, you don't want to beautify it. Not made letachshe tatinik. There the whole purpose was that we should know where the tinik is. We didn't have an intercom, so they had a bell on kaponim to figure out where the tinik is going. So memele, so there the whole purpose is the shimush. So memeil, if it doesn't have a bell, it's not roi. If it doesn't have an inbol, it's not roi l'shimush. Avol godoil, obo tachshitu le'avol gavdeles be'inbol. But by an eved is mekabel tume not als kli tashmish, because without an inbol, it's not a kli tashmish, but is mekabel tume als tachshit. Because it is a tachshit of the eved. Zot Rashi. Ey me mitziyoso zug da odom, mi mekabel tume, afilu di odom. You see over here, afilu on odom is also not mekabel tume, because it says by ketanim it's not mekabel tume. Ha'oi se zogin lemachteshe, shemefapim bo samimonim. Lahak de lerei, de kaim ulom bekrisu, shahakil yofil apsomim. Ularise shatinik shoichev besoichel. Shekayim birtze v'toyil bozogin lekashkeish kadei sheyishma hatinoik v'yoshon ulamat peiches svarim shenoisen oison lebeis haknesses. When they took the brought the svarim to the beis haknesses, shehatinoike shel beis rabon kayim shom. Seems the tinoike shel beis rabon used to learn in the shuls. And the svarim is something they didn't keep in the shuls because of security reasons. So they used to bring the svarim to the shul. Mekashkeshin hazogin, vatinoike shaymen and boin. He says, so that was the simon for the noikes to come, because Kolzman, there was no svarim in the shul, so they had recess. They didn't have to learn that. But there wasn't any electrical bell outside to call them, so they put bells on the svarim, so when they brought the svarim to the shul, the tenoikis realized that it's time to learn. Lamat pachais tenoikis, etaylam b'tzavora. Nitlu in the lehem. Let us be saymach on the girsa of the marshal. The marshal is meichik, whatever's in parentheses. It seems Taisus had this girsa. The Rishonim had this girsa also. Nitlu in Belehem. If the inbul was taken away, adayin tumoson alehem. So let us go after the parentheses. Ve'im nitl la'achar shenitmu. If the inbul was taken away after it became tummy already, adayin tumoson aleihem, deloihavi kikli shenishba ubotol mitoires kli litoher mitumose. That is the chiddush of the Baraisa, that even though shvire is metayer akeli, the netilasa inbul is not considered a shvire. It is still considered a kli sholem. So therefore, it is not mekabel. So therefore, the tumah that was in existence on this zug, it will remain. That's how Rashi learns pshat. It is not considered a shvira. Omama nitlu in beleihem, adayin tumosan aleihem. If it's nitlum b'leim adayin tumosan aleihem l'may chozi, what can you do with it now? So the Gemara held, so since it's not usable anymore, so this should be considered a shvira. Can't do anything with it. Amar Abaye, hoyo shehedit yochel laharziroi, ahedit she'ein tzorich umin. So the Meginah Shleime seems to learn Pshat and Rashi as follows. That really, if a keli was made out of one chelik and it broke, and let's say a hedyit can fix it, you don't need an umen to fix it. So less man the polig that it would be toil, because it broke. Here pshat is that an imbul is made out of two parts. It's nothing broke over here. There's two chalokim to it. The shimush of the zug is a zug and an imbul. Taking it out is, because he says a moshul, so it's just like, it's not finished yet. It's not finished. It doesn't have the other part, but it's not considered a shvire. So that's Abaye said a teretz, but since it was once a completed bell, and it can be put back together, so it's not considered a keli shalai nigmara. But if it would be considered a shvire, that's what the Meginah Shleimer wants to say, if it would be considered a shvire, then that when a numen is yochel arziroi, that wouldn't help the situation. It's considered it has chalokim, and now it's missing a part, but it's not considered an uncompleted keli because an hedyet can put it back. Hayil shahedyet yochel laharzila. So memele, so it's still considered so it's not considered a shvire, and memele, that's why the tume is not nifka from the zug. That's from a similar svara is brought down. Others have problem with the one at table kalim that have to be attached to an electrical outlet, and there's a problem by toivling the keli, they might break the keli. So others say an eitzah to take it apart, to make it unusable. So they bring down a bokaponim just on loosening the plug, taking the plug out and putting back the plug. Since that's a ma'aseh hedyot, you didn't do anything. You didn't, like this, there's a lumdus if you make it ice keli and he puts it back together, it's considered the keli was made al yaday Yisrael. But Stamazay, that would have mice ahead, you think the value, you took out the screws, you put back the screws, that is not considered like it became a iskeli. This is similar to a bias vore. Hoyel shehed yit yachal achzira is hazgonik. So here the tume that was in existence on the zug remains there. And it's not called a shvira. Mosiv rove, atrov gifrek takashe an abaye. It says, Hazug Voho Inbul Chibul. Hazug Ve Inbul Chibul Zot Rashi Kshen Yachat Harei Hein Kli Echod is considered one Keli. Nit Mozeh. If it's one Keli. If the Zug became Tomei, so the Inbul is Tomei. He's al ze toher ze. If he was maze on the inbul, so the zut becomes toher. The kiven the korilei chibo, it's considered one. Shma mino dechin espardu have kli shenitol miktsose. So the Megine Shloim explains that according to the way he said pshat and Rashi. That means, if it's considered one keli, so then by taking it apart, that's called ashvira. So then it should become toya. If you don't consider it one keli, if you say there's two parts, and each entity is achshivas bifnei atzmoi, and the shimush is when both parts are put together, so you could say maybe the keli is not complete, you say it's considered complete since it's possible to put, to attach the second part, al yedei hedi. But if it's considered a chibul, harei hein kli echod, it's considered one, so then if it's considered one, so then when a chelik is taken out, so that's called a shvire. That's the Gemara's kasha. The kivin, the kori le chibul, Shma mino dechi nispardu havekli shenitl miktsosei. So it's considered part of itself was taken away. That's called shvire. Va'avol gav dehedyit yochel laharziroi. Aber kol kamed lo yahadrei lav sholemu. So it's called, if it's considered one, so it's considered that the keli broke. If the keli broke, so the mele should become toil. That was Rove's kasha on Abai. Mosiv Rove hazug vin bol chibol v'chi teima hochi komar. Maybe he means something else. Af al gav de loy mechaber keman de mechaber dome. V'chi teima dahai chibol de komar hochi komar. Afilu mefurodim, afilu when they separate. Karina lei chibol. That's what he's saying. Not he's saying that it's one keli. Va'osi lashmi inon dimispardu mishenitmu loy olu mitumosi pumfaket. Not the way you teach that it's considered one keli and it's considered one. No faket. He's telling us that after the pirud, the high chibol the kama ochi kama filu mufurodim karina lei chibol. It's not olumetumosan since it's yochel al yedei ma'aseh hedyot to be put back together. That's what he means to say, but not that it's one keli. Frek the Gemara, v'asanyu, we learned a different beraisa, mas poiresh shel parokim, if you have a scissors, v'izmul shel rehitni, if you have a plane, that a carpenter uses, chibol letumeh. So this is a chibol letumeh. ואין חיבולה הזאת. חיבולה תומה means that if the sherets touched, let's say you have a scissors, so you have two blades. So if the sherets touch one blade, so the other one also becomes tumme. Ve'ein chibur lahazo. If you are maze on one blade, the other blade does not become toyer. V'mrinon, so this halacha is very, very difficult to understand. Manavshech. Ichiburu, if it's considered one keili, afilu lahazo nami, so it should help for hazo. I was maze on a chelik of the keili. So what is Tamazay Pshat in this paraisa? For Omar Rabbi, so Rabbi said as follows, Dvar Teire, Pshas Meloche, Chibur, Bein Letume, Bein Lahazot. Pshas Meloche, when you are using these both Chalokim together, so then Reza Teire's Chibur, Bein Letume, Bein Lahazot. Shaloi b'shas melocha, when you're not using them together, even though they're mechuba, but shaloi b'shas melocha, it is not in use now. Ein echibol loy letume v'loy lahaza. That is midin teire. The gozo al tume. Shaloi b'shas melocha, mishim tume shehi b'shas melocha. So therefore, they were gozo, they went lechumre. Gozor al tume shalai bishas meloche, mishim tume shehi bishas meloche. Al zo shehi bishas meloche, that it shouldn't help, mishim hazo shalai bishas meloche. Let us see Rashi what the kash is. So Rashi mas, hotsanye gabi ahi. That maspoiris, this baraisa of maspoiris, was learned by this Mishnah of Azug Ve'inbul. So Vayistoy said they have the same halachet. Like this, someone could say, Mayin Shemitalei Tzara Sinai. We're speaking about Zug Ve'inbul. This is Maspeiris. No, Vasanya Gabi Yahit. Vayistoy said Zug Ve'inbul also have the same halachet. So what? Maspeiris Shel Prokim, Sheshnei Sakinim Shelo Mispardim. You can take it apart. Here, there are two Sakin. The Ismol Shel Rehitni. Plane, a plane, shall umnim trisim, carpenters. Shenaisnim ha ismal, the blade is put in, lesoich ben shnei eitzim hasuyim lekat. Laachem malachtoi, noitla yumatsnia, you don't leave the ismal in the plane. Is chibalatume, the nitmoze. It's not a chibalazo. So the Gemara said, "Shaloi b'shas meloche hoyil ve'in tzrichin liyos mechuborim." Now they don't have to be together. Now they're not in use. Have lohu kishnei kelim. So it's a din of shnei kelim. So if the necessity does not require them to be together, so memel is a din of shnei kelim ve'ein chibur, and there's no din chibur. Even though they're attached, so there are two kelim that are attached. But you saw the two kelim. The al kochach shalei b'shas melocha dumi the shas melocha kama. Shalei b'shas melocha is the same case of shas melocha. U'b'shas melocha mechuborene. So shalei b'shas melocha the also mechubor. Alme b'mechubore maskina. So we are speaking about Sai Bishas Meloche. Sai Shaloi Bishas Meloche. We are speaking about that these two Kalim are attached. The Gozru Lechumre Alatume. They were Goyza Lechumre Alatume, the Lehevi Chibu, that it should be considered a Chibu Shaloi Bishas Meloche. Va'al Hazo. The loy lehevi chibu, afilu b'shas meloch. U'mishem hochi k'toni chibu letume la'oilom, vein chibu lahazo li'oilom. So what is the kasha? So it seems the kasha is, he says, before the Gemara wanted to learn that we had two pshatim in the first baraisa. It said, Azug vohain bul chibul. So chibul bilom shat, kshehin yachat arayen kli yechot. When it's together, it's one keili. And that's why nitmazeh. It's one keili. So if it's one keili, so if it was taken apart, that's considered a shvir in the keili. Then the Gemara wanted to say, no, it has a different taish. Hai chibul de kama, hachi kama. Does not mean when it's together, it's one keili. Tai chibul de kama, hachi kama. Afilu mefuradim. Kirina lei chibul, even though when they're separated, it has a teiris chibul, that the tumah is not nifka. So we said a different taish in chibul. Chibul means on them mufaradim, the tumah is not nifka. So the Gemara says it's not true. Because on this Mishnah, Hosanya Gabiyahi, Maspoire shall prokim veizmo shall rehitim, and there it means that it's one, legabi tumah. It's chibul l'tumah vechibul azo. So chibul l'tumah means it's considered one keili. It's one, when it's mechuber, it's considered one keili. That's why nitmozeh. So, if that is the case, so he considered one keli, so when it's taken apart, it should be considered a shever keli. So it should be toyer. That's the kasha. So we see that seems that's what Rashi learned, so the taich, that Abaye had, we wanted a fa'im for the barais, asug va'im bul chibo means something else. We see from the Baraita that it means the way we had understood in the beginning. It means that it is one. And if it is one, so when it is taken apart, that should be considered a shvir. So we're back where we started from. So why is it considered a shvir? Elom alom. Hoyl v'roy lakishoy al gabichet. So Rav says, Anushtik Teire, you know why the Zug is, if it was Tomei, it's still Mekabel Tomei? Because it's a Dayin Oysim Elachtei Rishayne, even you took the Imbel out of it. What is the purpose of the Zug? That you can make a noise, you can ring it, so you'll bang it on a Klichere, so that means it's still, that means even though it's losing a Chelik of it, but since it's still Oysim Me'ein Elachtei Rishayne, so therefore, the tumah is not nifka. What does he Rashi? Elom arov. Loitayim ohoil vehed yit yochel lahavzir. Devadai. Chadmona havoy. Itzicher one mon kediktoni bebraise. Hazug vainbo chibur. Vechi mitzredi havekli shenitol miktsosoy. It's take klish and it will make tosa. Ve'ein emikabel tume hazug la'atzma. So Rashi now makes a very interesting bit. That since l'maise, before it was a zug, before it was a zug that had an imbul, and now it lost the inbul, so it's not mekabel tuma hazug la'atzmoy. It is called a shvira, afazoyvai, that it cannot be mekabel tuma anymore. Avelin yemitzchach tuma, we're saying the gears of the mashal. Avelin yemitzchach tuma loypocha minay mishekiblo. So the Gemara is saying a very interesting halacha, that Rav is saying be'etzem it is one keili and it is considered a shvira, but the shvira only accomplishes that it cannot be mekabel tume mikan ulahaba. But since lemaise the tume, if it was tume from before and it is still oise me'ein malachte erishayin, so therefore, the tumah, if it was tumah before, it will remain. And that's meduyik in the lashon of the Baraita, according to Rashi. Because the Baraita says, it says as follows, nitlu in belehem, adayin tumason aleihem. So the Lashon of Tumasan Aleihem would seem to say it was Tame from before, Adayin Tumasan Aleihem. The Tuma will remain. It can't be Mekabel Tuma anymore, but Al Koponim, the Tuma will not become Nifka. Hoyel V'roi Lakishe Al Gabi Cheres. U'mashmiya Akel Kibatchile. It could do Me'in Malach Terishen. So therefore, since it could still accomplish the Moloch HaRishayne, if a Kli Balabayis, that a Kli Balabayis has a lot of Tashmishim, you could use it for Zaysim, you could use it for Rimoinim, so it's nikev v'pachas mimaitzirim in the kaim along the loitir mitumosai. If it was tamei before, it remains tamei. Mishum deroi lemelachtai. Is memele. So Rashi tells too, so even though there was a shvire in the keli, even though here there was a nekev in the keli, about koponim, the Tuma Rishayna will not become Nifke. So Rashi now makes a Sichum. Vahashte itarzu kul. Now everything is found. The Behema Tahoire. That's what we learned in the Barais, the first Barais that we started off. The Behema Tahoire Buloy Indo. Kediktani. That it is not a money if it doesn't have an inbo. Ube inbo tomei kide kimne bis reis. The inbo mash vele money. Ude odom godel af beloi inbo. Ude odom godel af beloi inbo tomei. Without an inbo, it's tomei. The Litachshitu. Bloy boy inbo. Vahayna diktoni vikamaise de mekablin tume. So the vow we have here, three things. A behema with an inbo is a cliche mush. A behema without an inbo, so there's no tachshit for a behema. An odom without an inbo, it is a tachshit. Udiktanim de lekobet, de lekola of it. Fourth aloha. The diktanim the lekala of it kebulehu the loy. So what'll be ktanim without an invul? So them you don't use for a tashin. Kebulehu the loy kabul beloy invul. Kediktani ain len invul tahire. Bishloy haylem invul meyaylam loy nigmura melachta. Let us see the marshal nitlu in beleyem. This is the Mashal's Gilsa. If the inbul was taken out after it became Tomei, so it will remain Tomei. The Sfas Emes is Ma'ira on this Rashi. Rashi makes a whole cheshbon over here. So Rashi says that by Ktanim, Nitlu in Beleyem, and it was once Tomei, it will remain Tomei. And that's Chovis Teretz. The Loi Nishtabu Kishir. That means that it's not a Shvire that will be Mafkia, the Tumah that was there, because it's Oysa Me'ein Melachte Harishen. So the Sfas Emes asks, so why did Rashi say this only by Ktanim? L'chayre by Behem would also be the same aloche. God, the Baraisa said it by Ktanim, but l'chayre by Behem would also be the same aloche. A zug with an inbul is mekabel tume. Nitl inbuleim, so if it was tame, it'll remain tame. So the Sfas Emes wants to say that Rove Svore will not work by a behemah. Because what's Rove Svore? You can clap it till you roi la kishe al gabi cheres. So he says, but if you want to put it on, the whole reason is mekabel tuma by the behemah, because the bailam knows where the behemah is going. That's the whole klishimush of the bailam. If there's no indul, there was toigmer acheres though. The behemah is not a piece of cheres, it won't make any noise. So the whole purpose of the indul, it's not oise ma'ein melachta yorishen. Because then will be taket toyer. Between you and me, I don't know why by ketanim it is different. They hung it up for ketanim also, not l'shem tachshid, l'shem shimush. Somebody wanted to know where the ketanim were. Why did they hang it up? But kaponim, that's what the Sasemis wants to say. Yet before we see Taisvis, the Chaydesh Ha'oviv asks a Ha'ore, the Gemara asks, Nitlu in Vilayim Adayim Tumosam Alayim. L'may chozi. So Rav said, Ahoyil v'roi l'akish el gabi cheres. So it's chozi. The Chodesh Ha'oviv asks, why doesn't the Gemara say it's chozi to be a tachshit for an Adam Godel? An Adam Godel does not need an imbil. Mir tachsach v'shteinish tekashe. L'chayre, that is a different shimush b'chlal. If l'chadchil an imbul was put in, so this is, the shimush of this keili is a kli tashmish, and that's why it was mekabel tumit. So if the shimush harishain is still in existence somewhat, so memela, so the tumit doesn't become nifka. In that what it's roi, b'chlal, you want to be miyachad now for a tachshit, tovi aleichem brochet. But that won't help the situation that the tumeh that was chal of kli shimush should not become nifka. Let us see Taisus. Mosiv rove hazug v'ha'inbol chibur. Perish bekunteret mi dekori lechibur shma mino dechin ispardu have a kli shenitl miktsosay. So my says it's a cliche and it'll make tzotze. Abel gav the head yit yochel laharze, kol kamid v'lei hadre, lav sholemu. So we had explained how the Magine Shloime says pshat m'rashi. That fakert, if it's called one keili, a head yit won't help the situation. Then it's called a shvir. V'kosha l'ri, do mi kore nami ave yodane dave cliche and it'll make tzotze. The Gemara always knows a cliche and it'll make tzotze. Allahochi porich lamai chozi. Umishani davadi bapenavshi loy chozi. Loy zug vle inbel. Al mishum dadi jochalach ziroi. The Gemara always knew that it's not a klisholem, but the Gemara held that aidei sheyochal hadi jochalach ziroi, it's good. So that was the terrace of the Magine Shloime. No, the Gemara and the Havamina did not know that the Gemara held it's two different kalim, so therefore it's not called a shvira. But the Gemara held it's unusable now, so that the Gemara says, since it's had yitjochel achziroi, so it's called it's roi l'shimush. But the Gemara, if it would be called a shvira, so yochel achziroi would not help the situation. Right. Umashe perish nami v'hosanye. So according to Rashi, the Gemara brings a beraisa that from that maspeire shall prokim chibur. So you see from there that the translation of chibur means it's one keli. So that's the same taich as zug ve'inbo chibur. It's one keli. So Rashi said, gabi ahi maspeire shall prokim, because this beraisa is on this mishnah. So Taisa says loy ayin. To who the zug ve'invo, mishnehi b'meseches pore, v'hi b'mespeires b'tesefte de keila. So memeila, so it's not a baraisa on that mishneh. Beginning Shlomo says there's a lot of baraisas that we were missing, that Chazal were aware of. That's a Rashlom Sham the Gemara's Kasha. This was a barais on this Mishnah. We have the similar barais in Kailim Gesundheit, but they says Chazal held that when they're asking the Kasha, the Makshin held that he brought a barais which is Mamish on this Mishnah. So we see Pshat and Chibur of the Mishnah. Al Kaponim, Taisus does not like the whole Pshat of Rashi. Umaporish ara poiris b'shem Rabbeinu Shmuel. Hoyo vehediyet yochel la'achzirom. The svar of Abaye was that since a hediyet can put back the inbol, va'avol gav v'hashte b'loy inbol lechozi midi. Not b'loy for anything. Given the hediyet yochel b'kal la'achzirom, Kiman the Mechabridom. So we look now, it's like they're attached. Afazevait, the Nitmo Ha'imbo, now. Nitmo Gam Hazuk, Ki Ilu Ha'im Mechabore. So Taisus doesn't want to say that even if they didn't put it together, it will be Tomei. That's Goldschwert, aber nach Gemine, durch sie Yitzchabru, Yitome Hazuges an Egeyeboi. Because Eistis, that was the Chiddush of Abaye. Abaye said, since it can be put together easily, so it's Ki'ilu, it's one, now it's one Keili. Afazoi Vai, that if it was Nitma Heinbo, it'll be Nitma Hazug, one will be put together. Eistis, so the Tumet, On the inbol is chal already bekoyach on the zug when will be put together. Oh, miu b'loy chibul lo yitma ki im ha inbol levadai shenogol betum. V'ochi mashma lishna dekoma v'chitayma ochi koma. Av al gav de loy mechabri keman de mechabri domi. Mashme da Abaye ochi svirelei. That's what Abaye held. The mitole taime v'chazore said ye. Mashme de sova leichozi hashte lemidi. Now it's not roi for anything. Now the inbal isn't roi for anything and the zug isn't roi for anything. V'lav ke mechube choshiv lei hayich yikabel tume. Ma'achad leichozi midi b'leichazore. So Al Kolchoch, so Abaye holds that the whole reason it is Mekabel Tume is because it's Ke'ilu, now it's Mechuba. It's Basher Usham, it's not Roy Mekabel Tume. But since it's Roy Ayidei Melechet Hedyet to become Mechuba, so he's not ready Adin Mechuba that it's Mekabel Tume. Most of Rove, now let's see what Rove's kasha was. Hazug v'ho inbol chibul. She'im nitmoze. It's a chibul. V'hani mili she'muchubore. Chibul means when they're mechubel. So it's called a chibul. Avo shaloi bishas chibu, init moze, loi nit moze. Voloi chashinon lahedit yoche laharzer, dahashte mi elav mechuborim ninu. So memele, so that was the kasha. He says, Abaye had said that what? That since it's Bekoyach Lahedyit Lahazir, so they're considered now one Keli. So the Gemara says no. It says Hazuk Ve'imbol Chibul when it is Menhubel, and it's Nitmozeh. But when they're separated, Im Nitmozeh, Loi Nitmozeh. Lechashini Lahedyit Yochel Lahazir, the Hashtami Eloi Mechuborim Nino. Umi Mishnah zu ein lono lechiach the mairi vishas chibu ki the koma vechitema. Maybe that pshat. Maybe pshat is הזוג ואין בו חיבור וחיטי מוחי כמה וגם זה לא מחבר כמה זה מחבר דומי. That's what it means, that they have a din מחובר even though they're not מחובר. אבל מכויך ברייסה מויחייה, זה בשעס חיבור מיירי. From the ברייסה we'll see כלום that speaking about בשעס חיבור, מברייסה גרידוס אבל מוצי רוב אלו סובי לבייל, זה נכה לא קשוי מהחת מיירי בזוג וינבול, בהדיה לבייל דרינמי בזוג וינבול. Let us see the Barais. Vosanye maspoire shel prokim veizmo shel rehitne. Shtei Barais is heim b'meseches keile, kol echad b'fnei atzma. U bereishe ktoni behedye, v'chese einon mechuborim, mekabu kol echad tume b'fnei atzma. When they're not mechubor, each one is mekabu tume. But one should be metame, the other, it's only metame b'shas melochim. So here we see klo not like Abaye. Abaye otoch gizok, that afilu when they're separated, nitma echad, nitma hasheni. That's what Abaye said, because since it's ayidei hedyit, it's yochel arziroi, so memele, so it's considered, it's considered already one. אבל דאָ שטייט אַ קלאנט אזוי. שיין קלאך בן אבער בראשית אני וועג שיין מחבור מקאב קלאך צו מבניאט. ווי גאנס וואל צו מישלוי בישאס מלאך, which also doesn't have a din khiba. שייך יבל צו מלי טום איז אקש ניט מזע מישום דה דומי לשאס מלאך. דאס אַ דרבון דה קידן. אבל שלוי בחיבור מאש נפל גזער דרבון נאָק. ווי ניט מזע, לוי ניט מזע. לחיש למאש אדיט יאכלאך זיראי. So Memele Aces Abayis whole shtick teira was that we consider it mechuba, since it can be very easily be put together, so it's considered mechuba, and it's nitmozev and nitmozev. So the Gemara asks, not true. Amarov oil v'yochel lakish agabi cheres perish mekabel tume hazuk. So Rav said, no, that was the Barais said, that it's Mekabal Tumeh, Tumos Nalayim. We'll see, Tosis is not Mechalik between the old Tumeh, the new Tumeh. The Zug is Mekabal Tumeh, because the Mezug is Oysa Me'im Malach Teharish. Avol Invol Deim Roi Laki Shailoi. Umas Poiris Ve'izmol Nami Beloi Chibol. Ruuyin lemein melocha rishayne mekabli tumat alecha b'fnei atzma k'detoni b'tesef faker. It's also roi lein melachtoi harishayne, so also we be mekabli tumat the izmal and the maspeiros. Along, so that pshat in Rav's teretz. He says Rav's said that the inbul, that the zug is mekabli tumat if they took away the inbul because it's oisei melachtoi rishayne. Ella Amarov, Perish Bekuntres, the Tume. So this is, we'll see from Tosis that the Mashal, the Tosis here, the Mashal gives. Perish Bekuntres, the Tume Loipora Chaimenu Kshenifrad Mishikibol Hoyul Baroy Lakish. If it was once Mekabel Tume, and it's Roy last, so it's Me'ain Melach the Harishain, so the Tume is not Nifke. Pavleke klisha nike bepochis mi maitziri moin de loy toir mitum. Umashme sheroitze loy merad rashi holds the mikan ve'eilech loy mekabel tumme. That means that the whole svore of kabbalas, the whole svore of that's oise melachtei me'ein melachtei rishayin is only a svore that doesn't lose the tumme. Will not be mekabel tumme mikan alaba. Mekoshalari. The lama lo yikabel tumme, ki even the nifchas poches mikashir. If you're telling me that it's oisem me'ein melach teharishen, tahave kilu sholem legamri. It's just like a keli that is mekabel, that is lenike for remaining. That lemais is mekabel tumme also, not only if it was tumme. V'nir l'ri, devadi gam mekabel tumme mekan elahabe. Why did Rashi say what Rashi said? Mishum shaloi hoylem imbul tahirim v'loy mekabli tumi. Because you see, if there's no Indul, it's not Mekabel Tur. Avo gav de Roy Lakisha. So Rashi was machiach from this, that Roy Lakisha is only a svore, that the Tumah does not become Nifka. But in order to be Mekabel Tumah, you need an Indul. Veini doime, the shloiho yaboy inbul mi oilom vadei toir. The kivin sha'oimid liten boy inbul, the ho'ovid l'kola, it was made for this, have a girl make li matris. That means, when one is making the keli, so then one looks what it is oimid to be. Kozman, it is not what he wants to make it, so it's not called that the keli was nigmar, even though he can still use it patlonish. But it never got a shame keli. Avol mishen nigma. Shahoya boyinbo. So got a very a shame keli. Avol pishen nitol. But since the zug is me shamish, the shimu sharisha in me kabel tume, shloi botol mitoyres keli shahoya lov koi. Koilim lochay. So me mele, so therefore Taisvus does not want to learn like Rashi. Varamba mevi rai, varam hevi raya, michemes. It says as follows, Achemes, Shetofra, Vishir, Poches, Mimaitzi, Rimoin, Tahoira. Afogam, the Chemes, Sholem, Shenikra, Poches, Mimaitzi, Rimoin, Mekabotum. So what's the chilek? So that's the chilek. If he's in the midst of sewing it together, he wasn't Goymer, it says it didn't have a girl make Kalim, so it didn't become a Kalim yet. But if it was once a Kalim, and still Oise, Me'en, Shimusha, Rishin, so lemaise, it is mekabel tumah. Not only the tumah is not nifka. Vayit kashalari leperish akuntras letumish. If the whole pilpul is about the tumish ahis aleihem shalei tifcha, mahanish taime dehedjit yochel achziray b'loy taime deroy lakishay. Kashkin the perik shloisha sheochlu gabi mite. The afilu mefurekes a mite that was mekabel tumah. Afilu mefurekes. If it was taken apart, loy polcha tumamine, elim kein nigneva oisha of the chetish shechaku achim, that it's not oimid to be put back together. Oishutvim, shein soifon lachabra. Aber, if this is not the case, so it remains tome even though it's mefurik. So memele, so faker, so in remaining tome is abay is irigereh. It's only the Tony Hosam Zeru Mikabli Tume Mikan Ulahab. Ulabaya Nami have a boil and maimer. Abaya want to say the Mishum the Hedjit Yochel Lahar Zire. Mekablim shneim zug ve'imbul tume mikan olahabe. So memele, so therefore Taisva says the meduber is not only if the tume does not become nifke, the meduber is also with mekabel tume. The ritzva hevi raya leperish akuntres. The sanya betesefta the meseches kelem beperik abshim and gamliel, ha'oise zug lemachteshes, ularisa lemapachais tenoikes, that's what nitlu in belehem, Tahoirim. Mashme de Zogim Tahoirim. So what is Pshat? We learned over here that it is Tomei. So what's Pshat? Ul Perisha Bekunter is Nich. The Tahoirim Bloy Mekabli Tome Mekano Lahabe. And that would be Tomeiim. If it was Tomei, it's not Nifka. Avla Perish Rikosha Mai Tahoirim. The Reheshiv, the Kama Barais is Yesh Betesefta, the Pligi Yasha Shalom. Einachanami. This Barais holds. That it, this price holds this mekabel tumah, this price holds this not mekabel tumah.